Since 2005, the number of moose in areas like the West Maroon Valley, the Thompson Divide, and Frying Pan is increasing. In the last few years, the White River National Forest has seen 4 to 6 close encounters per year between people and moose. Phil Nyland is a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service.
Because they're so big and they're very fast, 35 miles an hour, they're dangerous. Because we're a destination district on a destination forest, we have people from all over that have never seen a moose, maybe only in a book or on the internet.
The moose management plan will roll out this summer with signs and educational materials. Marcy Quivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.
Major support for Aspen Public Radio's environmental reporting comes from the John Denver Aspen Glow Fund at the Aspen Community Foundation, promoting responsible stewardship of the lands and wilderness of Aspen and the Roaring Fork Valley.